This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here we go. It'll be Rosentrader at 6-7 in for Carthenville. High in at 6-3 in for the Birds. And here we go. High in wins the tap, and Southwestern will get it to start. And the boys' semifinal round underway at the 100th Macoupin County Tournament. Carthenville comes out in a 2-3 zone. On the right wing with Robinson, high above his head and surveys. Off to Bailey, who's dealing with an ankle injury. Here's Robinson, right corner. He'll line it up, left it short. Offensive rebound, though, to call. He will bring it back out. Nice pass to Robinson in the heart of the lane. He will leave for Lois. Drives baseline, contact, and offensive on Ben Lois. So first turnover, first foul at the 7:31 mark of the opening quarter. So Carthenville will have the basketball for the first time tonight into the hands of Joe Frazier. He's got the long blue sleeves under the road blue jersey for Carthenville, sporting the white headband and two knee sleeves. Rosentrader, middle of the lane, turned, faced on Robinson. He jarred it loose. Rosentrader got it off to Easterday. Jarrett now on the right wing. One bounce, part of the lane to Will Walton, rises up, off the window, rattled out. Good rebound for High and in traffic. Caden will push the issue. Here comes Call. Leaves it for Lois. Right side of the key to Robinson. Bailey open for three. Got it. Justin Bailey, a sharp shooter, has the game's first bucket at the 6:55 mark of the opening quarter. Frazier comes into the front court. Southwestern showing man-to-man defense. Bailey came with a trap. Robinson got the steal from the weak side. Out to High, and he attacks, stripped by Frazier. It'll stay with Southwestern. Good defense that time from Joe Frazier. It'll be Southwestern ball on the baseline in the front court, as it will be Bailey to trigger in. Justin will get it out near midcourt to E.J. Call, just beyond the volleyball spike line. On the right wing to Hyen. Caden off to Lois. Into the hands of Bailey now. Robinson comes off a screen right side of the key. He'll fire a three and hit. Caleb Robinson has his first bucket. 6-0 Southwestern. They show full court pressure. Frazier, middle of the floor in the front court to Easterday. Bounce pass to Rosentrader. Back to Heinzman for a three, and Josh has Carthenville on the board. Nice pass that time from Rosentrader. 6-3 Southwestern. 6:05 for the first quarter. Staunton and North Mac coming up next here on FM 106. And then from the Litchfield Invitational, Nokomis and Taylorville. Great ball games on the radio for you here on this Friday night as Southwestern throws it away. Bailey looking for high and on that baseline, just a little bit out of his reach. Second turnover on the Piasaw Birds. Our fourth broadcast of the night will be the ninth place game from the Litchfield Invitational with the host Panthers taking on Paynham. That ball game around 10:30 tonight. All of it right here on FM 106 and WSMIRadio.com. Out to Easterday, left side of the key. Lees for Frazier on the right side. Back to Jarrett. Into the hands of Heinzman. One dribble pull-up. Off the heel too strong. And the rebound down to E.J. Call for the Birds. He's in a hurry the other way. Diagonal pass to Bailey. Quick trigger, but he shuffled his feet on the catch. Third Southwestern turnover. Jason Dar told me before the ball game they finally had a good practice yesterday. He was not happy with their two practices earlier in the week. 5:20 for the opening quarter. Full court pressure from Southwestern. More just a token pressure to slow Carthenville's pursuit up the floor. Between the circles, Frazier on the right wing to Heinzman. Josh Heinzman, the 6-foot senior. Dangerous pass top of the key. Easterday caught it, then had it stolen by Caleb Robinson. Good hands from Robinson. On the right wing to Hyatt. Back up top to Robinson now. Caleb will leave for E.J. Call. Call will bring it back out near midcourt on the far sideline. Into the hands of Hyen, way out on the right wing. Caden Hyen, right back to Call. He'll get a high screen from Lois. Turns the corner all the way to the rim. The left-hand layup is good for Caleb Robinson. Good, strong take off the nice ball screen from Ben Lois. That's one of the things that Ben Lois does that will never show up in a scorebook, but he does all sorts of the little things for this Bird Club. Frazier for a three, missed it. Rebound is saved by Easterday. He goes crashing into the stands. He's fine. He plays football. He's okay. 4:22 for the first quarter.
A while ago. he and Robinson were tangled up, and I thought quarterback controversy here.
8-3, Southwestern with an early lead. Carlinville has taken a timeout. We'll come back to the 100th Macoupin County Tournament following these messages on WSMI. 4 minutes, 22 seconds for the opening quarter here in this boys' semifinal at the 100th Macoupin County Tournament. Top-seeded Southwestern leading 8-3. They've won two of the last three counties, and go figure, the one they didn't win was on their home floor. Gillespie got that county title a year after Southwestern had won at the Pit. Here's Hyen, middle of the lane, missed it. Rebound is tapped back to Frazier. Joe Frazier, right down the heart of the lane, fancy dribbling, and he's going to be fouled. Halfway through the opening quarter, it'll be Joe Frazier to the foul line, the 6-foot senior. Southwestern has hit two triples, Carlinville one for their only points. Frazier's free throw is short. Substitution for the Cavies, Rosentrader out, and Finn Bowman, a 6'1 junior, in. Second free throw for Frazier is good. Joe gets one out of two, and that makes it an 8-4 Southwestern lead. Birds quickly into the front court. Right corner to Bailey. Skip pass to Hyen. Right wing to Call. He'll line up the three. Left it short. Bowman high for the rebound there and pulls it down. Leaves it now for Frazier. Lolas came in and tried to get the steal there. Almost did. Bowman. Top of the key to Frazier. Joe Frazier right back to Bowman. Finn Bowman now right side of the key. Bounced it once. Went nowhere. In the left corner it goes to Heinzman. Right back to Bowman. Into the hands of Josh Heinzman. He'll put it on the floor, bring it right side. Off it goes to Will Walton. Top of the key to Frazier. Carlinville showing the patience as Walton has it on the right wing. He'll put it on the floor and attack. Oh, poked away by Call nicely. Third, Carlinville turnover. Into the hands of Hyen. He will go all the way, rejected by Easterday. It's out of bounds off of Southwestern. It'll be Carlinville ball. Hyen could have gone up stronger that time. He almost tried a scoop type of shot and made the block much, much easier. Bradley Roper, a 6'1 sophomore, will check in for Carlinville. Heinzman will get a breather as the Piasaw Birds showing full court pressure. Now they're trapping. One pass and up the sideline it goes to Roper. Into the hands of Frazier, middle of the floor, across the timeline. 3 minutes, first quarter. Here's Easterday on the curl. Jarrett cut off, leaves for Bowman on the left wing. Into the hands of Frazier on the right wing, checked by Hyen in the Southwestern man-to-man. Roper, top of the key, leaves for Frazier, right side of the key. Joe Frazier, looking, needs to do something. Now he'll put it on the floor with the left hand, leaves it now for Roper. Briley Roper, way out, right side of the key. He will attack with the bounce, leaves for Bowman. Finn had it jarred loose by Lois, and Bowman gets it back. Lois, a little wry smile in his face. Now Lois going to commit the foul as Bowman went right at him. For Ben Lois, that's going to be his second personal foul. Two of the three Southwestern fouls. That'll get Justin Bailey up off the bench. He's going to check in for Lois. Don't think Jason Darr cared for the call too much. Free throw for Bowman. Good. So Lois will have to sit with those two personal fouls. He's not too happy as he comes to the bench. He can usually play defense without fouling. Second toss for Bowman, left it short. Rebound tapped around. Hyen and Walton going after it. Hyen wins the jump ball, and the ball will belong to the Piasaw Birds. Walton can really get off the floor. He is a leaper. Here's Hyen. Caden, top of the key to Bailey. Justin on the attack, kicks it out. He's fouled on the floor. Will Walton just has that athletic look to him. 2 minutes, 11 seconds for the first quarter. Baseline trigger for Southwestern. Call will trigger in. Off the right side of the lane. A violent head fake there into Bailey. Off to Hyen, fades. Middle of the lane, missed it a little strong. And the rebound down to Carlinville. They can tie with a three ball. 2 minutes for the opening quarter. Here's Frazier. Left wing to Briley Roper. Roper, top of the key to Frazier. Hyen all over him. Frazier spins middle. Oh, nice bounce pass back toward a Walton. Makes the catch in traffic. Onto the rim. Steps back and puts it in. Nice move there for Will Walton. He took his time, did not panic when he was underneath the rim, and Jason Darr wants a timeout. A minute 46 for the opening quarter. Southwestern 8, Carthenville 7. This is the 100th Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI. Following the Southwestern timeout, Birds into the front court. Addis Moore has checked in, a 6'2 freshman. Bailey lets it fly left wing, missed it. Walton high for the rebound for Carthenville. They can take the lead with a bucket. Minute 25 for the opening quarter. Frazier comes across the timeline, puts it between his legs, leaves for Bowman. Finn Bowman on the right wing, up top to Easterday. Jarrett, oh, nice head fake. All the way to the rim. Layup is contested and missed. Rebound down to the Piasaw Birds. Here's Call, off to Hyatt. Cross-court pass to Robinson. Quick trigger on the three, pure for Caleb Robinson. His second three of the quarter. He has 8 points and an 11-7 Piasaw Bird lead. Into the final minute of the opening quarter in this boys' semifinal. Staunton and North Mac to come up next. What a game that's going to be. Here's Frazier on the attack. Draws a crowd, kicks in the corner to Roper. Bradley drives way too hard off the window. Bowman gets the rebound, no. Roper has it now, and he's fouled going up. He'll have two free throws. Bailey will be called for the personal. Bradley Roper to the foul line with 40.1 seconds for the opening quarter. That has Ethan Trim pulling off his warm-up shirt. He'll head to the table, the 6'2 freshman, and check in after this toss. Roper's free throw is good. Bailey will check out. That was his second personal. So the 14 fouls, two on Bailey, two on Lois. Ryan Hanslow, a 5'9 junior, will check in, replacing Robinson. Logan Rosentrader to the table for Carthenville. He will check in as Walton will head out. Logan wearing a big knee brace on his right knee. If you were around Carthenville last year, you saw Mr. Rosentrader on crutches the entire season. Roper's second free throw off the heel of the rim, no good. And the rebound down to the Piasaw Birds. 11-8 our score. Southwestern leads with the ball, half a minute opening quarter. Here's Call between the circles. Leaves for Hyatt. Off to Hanslow, top of the key. Left wing to Trim, and away from the ball, we're going to have, I think, a moving screen on Southwestern. Nope, it's going to be on Carthenville. Bradley Roper, his first, team's third. One of the officials thought it was on Southwestern, too. He was heading down to the other end. We got a little deke from the official. He motioned like he was going to point the other way and then changed his mind. Here's Hyatt. Off to Moore. Addis Moore, dribble drive, kicks the Call. Off to Hyatt. Oh, nice ball fake. Got Rosentrader flying by. Trim tried to feed the post. Bowman read it, timed his jump perfectly, and stole it. Fourth Southwestern turnover. That's where the ball fake comes in handy. Here's Frazier. Spinning on Hyatt. Kicks to Easterday with three. Do they recognize? Yes. Roper lets it fly, and he got it. Bradley Roper buries the triple at the end of the quarter, and after 8 minutes, we are tied at 11. Southwestern and Carthenville playing for a right to advance to the championship game tomorrow night. We're back with second quarter action following these messages on WSMI. Big shot Bradley Roper as the first quarter clock is winding down. He hit it from about 20 feet off the right side of the key to tie the game at 11. Tim Mize along with Gary Boker, Jennifer Graham back in our WSMI studios. Busy night for Jen. She'll be producing four tournament basketball games here on WSMI FM 106. Staunton and North Mac next here from the county. Nokomis and Taylorville coming up in the championship semifinal from Litchfield around 9:30. And then the ninth place game at Litchfield, Litchfield and Pena, 10:30 tonight. Carthenville gets the ball to start the quarter. Heinzman got caught behind the backboard. Rosentrader pulls the rebound down, and he is fouled. Fifth team foul on Southwestern. It'll be Ethan Trim with his first personal. Baseline trigger for the Cavies, looking for their first lead of the night. Heinzman will lob it out to Bowman, top of the key. Finn on the right wing, leads for Roper. Bradley Roper in the corner, off to Heinzman now. Check that, that's Frazier into the hands of Roper. Now Heinzman has it top of the key. Bowman left wing back to Heinzman. Here's Roper way out on the right wing. Feeds the post to Rosentrader. He's double teamed, spins baseline, and stepped on said baseline for Carthenville's fourth turnover. Good job by Southwestern to use the baseline as the extra defender. Lois back in, Trim out. Jason Darr has calculated here that two fouls or not, he needs Ben Lois back on the floor. Seems to me to be kind of the glue that holds this bird ship together. Here's Call in the left corner. Up top to Hyatt. Caden Hyatt with the left-hand dribble. Leaves for Call on the left wing. Back to Hyatt. 7 minutes, first half. We are tied at 11. High screen from Hanslow. Hyatt now works back the other way off another screen from Hanslow to the right elbow. Pulls up. Off the heel too strong. Rebound down to Frazier for Carthenville. Here come the Cavies into the front court. Joe Frazier on the left wing to Heinzman. Up top to Briley Roper. Between the circles, he will leave it back for Heinzman on the left wing. Here comes Frazier, top of the key, on the right wing to Roper. Briley surveying, high post feed to Bowman. Finn will attack, missed it, left it a little short, and the rebound down to Lois for Southwestern. 6:20 for the first half of play in this boys' semifinal at the 100th Macoupin County Tournament. Back between the circles, the Birds will reset the offense with Call. Here's Hyatt on the left wing. Jab stepped right, drives baseline left, tried a dangerous bounce pass intended for Lois in the middle of the lane, picked up by Call out on the right wing. He will dribble drive, kicks to Hyatt, corner three, missed it. He hit the deck afterwards. Offensive rebound to Call. Here's Addis Moore. Leaves for Lois, left elbow Jay, off the mark, no good. And the rebound down to Heinzman for the Cavies. Here comes Frazier, head up the floor into the front court. Oh, finds Bowman. They lost sight of him off the window. It's good, and Carthenville has their first lead, 13-11, 5:35 for the first half of play. Into the hands of E.J. Call. On the right wing to Addis Moore. That pass is deflected away by Heinzman, but Moore able to track it down. Finds Hanslow on the baseline. Ryan in some trouble, able to get it off to Hyatt. Baseline Jay, no. Rebound down to Bowman. He will underhand shovel it to Heinzman, who finds Frazier. Now Justin Bailey going to check to the scorer's table with his two personal fouls. Here's Bowman, left block. Tough shot. Oh, he got it with a spinning hook. Finn Bowman back-to-back buckets. And it's 15-11 Carthenville, 5 minutes for the first half. Cavies on a run here. Call. Top of the key. Back door goes Addis Moore. Lamp is blocked by Bowman. What a sequence for Finn Bowman. Here comes Roper the other way. Call tries to take the charge. Roper steps right around him. Off the window. It's good. 6 points for Roper. Southwestern needs a timeout. 4:41 for the first half. It is Carthenville 17, top-seeded Southwestern 11. This is the 100th Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI. Carthenville has won the second quarter thus far 6-0. They lead 17-11 after Roper hit that three at the end of the quarter to tie it up. 4.5 minutes for quarter number two. Here's Robinson on the dribble drive, kicks to Lois on the baseline. He will drive baseline, bounce pass down to Hanslow. He's triple-teamed, gets it back to Lois. Here's Hyatt, right side of the key. Left wing to Robinson. He'll line up the three, left it short. He knew it, followed his miss. Rebound down to Hanslow. Robinson has it back in the right corner. Into the hands of Lois, right side of the key. He will hand to Robinson. The Piasaw Birds will reset with Hyatt on the left wing. Up top to Lois, halfway through the second quarter. Ben Lois will leave for Hanslow. Left wing to Robinson. Caleb dribble drive, and he's fouled. Free throws for Caleb Robinson. Third team foul on Carthenville. And they will get Josh Heinzman on the personal. Nope, they will get Logan Rosentrader on the personal. Free throw for Robinson is good. Caleb has 9 points. That leads all scorers. 17-12, Carthenville leads. E.J. Call races to the table. He's in. If this free throw goes down, Robinson puts it home. He has 10 points. And Call into the ball game for Ryan Hanslow.
4 minute drought for the Piasaw Birds. Start the quarter.
Here is Frazier. Long pass in the front court to Rosentrader. Walton all alone, left block. Count it. Nope, he missed it, but he was fouled. Good recovery by Caden Hyatt to get back and with the late contest. Forced the miss. First on Hyatt. Sixth team foul on Southwestern. It'll send Will Walton, the 6'3 junior, to the charity stripe. Free throw. Good. 3 points for Walton. A 5-point lead for Carthenville. Second toss for Will. No good. And the rebound down to the Birds. A five-point lead for the Cavies. 3:40 for the first half. Here is Robinson. In the left corner it goes to Lois. Ben Lois on the dribble drive. Kicks to Hyatt. Call now in the right corner. Top of the key to Caden Hyatt. Jump stop. Gets to the rim. Rattles it home. Nice strong move from Caden Hyatt. His first bucket of the ball game. Pulls Southwestern to within three. Of course, the Carlinville boys trying to return the favor. Last night, the fourth-ranked Lady Piasol Birds beat top-ranked Carlinville. Tonight, fourth-ranked Carlinville trying to beat top-ranked Southwestern as Frazier is called for steps. Alan Cooper didn't like that. He thought there was contact there. Fifth, Cavie turnover. 3:11 first half. Southwestern beat Carlinville all the way back on December 8th, 57-38. But as we told you at the outset, that was a five-point game at halftime. The final score will not tell you the story a lot of times in sports. Sometimes it will. Here is Lois on the attack. Missed it. He is fouled, and he has free throws coming. Clock will stop with 2:51 to play in the half. They'll get Finn Bowman on the personal. Lois on the night has not scored. Picked up those two early fouls. Free throw for Ben, good. Didn't even graze the iron. Have all the scores for you tomorrow morning. Spotlight on sports at 7:30. Free throw is good for Lois. Fighting the Illini basketball coming up for you, top of the hour on 105.3 The Ox. Baseball pass to Walton off the window. It's good for Will Walton. Southwestern did not get back and lost sight of Walton. 20-17 Carlinville. The Illini at Wisconsin tonight. Tip at 8. Live coverage begins at 7 on 105.3 The Ox. Robinson drives and draws the foul. So the last few possessions here, Gary, Southwestern has started to take the ball to the rim.
Yeah, in the first quarter, practically all their points were from the perimeter. Now they're trying to at least get the ball inside, getting trips to the free throw line, even though they can't get shots to drop.
Sometimes you have to find creative ways to score. Free throw is no good for Caleb Robinson. Of course, Bunker Hill was eliminated from the tournament with their loss to Gillespie earlier tonight. Southwestern went into Bunker Hill a couple weeks ago, and the game was a lot closer than people would have thought. Southwestern only scored 43 points, and Jason Darcet, we just couldn't make a shot, plain and simple.
Well, we've heard that from a few coaches here at the county this week, that sometimes you just have those kind of nights.
And that's why you want to build your team on defense. That should be there every night. 20-18, Carlinville leading, 2:20 for the first half. Here's Heinzman on the right wing. Across the floor to Frazier, feeds the left block to Roper. He draws a crowd. He'll bounce out of trouble, kicks to Walton. Will, one dribble. Now he will kick in the corner to Heinzman. Easterday off to Frazier, in the corner to Roper. Briley Roper. Middle of the lane to Will Walton. Bounces on the floor, had it stripped and stolen. And then as he lost his balance, he went right into E.J. Call for the foul. It'll be the sixth team foul on Carlinville. First personal on Will Walton. It's the next foul for either team. We'll put them over the limit. Minute 58 for the first half. We were tied at 11 after one after Bradley Roper hit a three at the buzzer. Carlinville has led the duration of the second quarter, up by two right now. Bailey off to Lois in the right corner. Skip pass across the floor to Caleb Robinson. Robinson leaves for Bailey. Off to Robinson for three in the lead. No, halfway down, kicked out. Lois and Easterday battle for the rebound off of Jarrett. It'll be Southwestern ball. 94 seconds for the half. Cavie's playing with house money here tonight. Nobody really in the entire county expects him to win this game. That could be a dangerous spot to be in when you're the favorite. Bailey for a three in the lead. No, halfway down, spun out. This time Easterday secures the rebound. Here comes Frazier into the front court. Joe Frazier in the corner to Heinzman. Minute 15 for the half. Josh Heinzman will leave for Frazier on the left wing. Here's Roper in the corner to Walton. Long 18-footer halfway down and out. Rebound down to Hyen for the Birds. Here comes Caden. Bounce pass to Robinson on the right wing. Layup, no good. Rebound back tapped, pick up by Lois. 13-footer is off the mark, no good. And the rebound down to Easterday. 50 seconds for the half. Carlinville has a two-point lead and the ball. 45 seconds for quarter number two. Here's Heinzman on the right wing. Josh Heinzman had it knocked loose by Bailey. It'll be out of bounds, belonging to Carlinville. Sideline trigger right in front of the southwestern bench. Addis Moore to the table. The 6'2 freshman will check in, replacing Justin Bailey. Coach Dart does not want Bailey picking up that third foul here in the final seconds of the half. Lois stays on the floor. He's battling with Walton underneath, also playing with two fouls. Heinzman, right side of the key to Roper. Off to Easterday, into the hands of Joe Frazier now. Top of the key to Heinzman, 25 seconds. Heinzman attacks, kicks to Easterday in the right corner. Off to Roper, right wing, 20 seconds for the half. Briley Roper puts it on the floor at the foul line. He is cut off. Back between the circles, leaves it for Heinzman, 13 seconds for the half. Frazier on the left wing finds Walton on the curl, and he draws the foul. It'll be on Addis Moore and free throws for Will Walton. That was a really nice possession at the end of the half for Carlinville. So often, Gary, you see teams stall, but then they wait too long. Carlinville went with 10 seconds, which is what I was always taught. That's when you wanted to go.
Well, they weren't actually stalling. They kept moving the ball, and they were moving without the ball as well.
6 points for Walton as he knocks home the first toss. Makes it a three-point lead. This to put Carlinville up two possessions. Free throw is no good. Rattled out. Rebound down to Lois with seven. Here comes Call. Off to Robinson. Back to Call with three. Here's Lois. Left wing. Lets it fly. Left it short. And that's the half. After two quarters, it is the Carlinville Cavaliers 21. The top-ranked and defending county champion Southwestern Piasaw Birds 18. You're listening to the 100th Macoupin County Basketball Tournament on WSMI. Well, Gary, what do you think the message was from Jason Darr in the locker room?
Well, I think one thing, he's saying that you've got to keep taking good shots. Don't hurry the shots. If you've got the look, take it. You know you're a good shooting team. And, of course, the other thing he may be saying is, and we all know that rim down there at the other end has been cursed all week.
Been weird down there.
It has been.
We've seen a lot of strange things on that end of the floor. Here we go. Birds get the ball first, trailing by three. Can Carlinville do it? Down low to Hyatt. Finds Lois, 12-footer, heart of the lane, off the heel, too strong. And the rebound down to Will Walton. The longer the Cavies hang around, the more dangerous they become. Here's Frazier, left side of the key. Leaves it for Easterday, along with Walton, Rosentrader, and Heinzman on the floor to start the half for Carlinville. Southwestern has Call, Lois, Bailey, Hyen, and Robinson. Here's Easterday. Finds Heinzman up top. Josh Heinzman almost traveled. Now he did. He tried to plant that pivot foot, but that thing just kept sliding. That'll be turnover number six.
Don't mean to correct you, but Carlinville's not hanging around. They're winning this game.
Good point. Good point, Gary. Here's Robinson. In the corner it goes to Bailey. On the baseline to Lois. Top of the key to Hyen. Caden, dribble drive, finger roll, scoop. Will not get over the front of the rim. And the rebound down to Easterday. Hyen hit the floor hard, slow to get up. Now he's to his feet. Into the hands of Frazier. A minute gone by, second half. Three-point lead for the Cavies. Here's Frazier out top. With the left-hand bounce, draws a crowd, kicks at the foul line to Rosentrader. Into the hands of Heinzman, off to Frazier. Joe Frazier now. Wanted to go left, cut off by Hyen. Spins middle, got his feet all tangled up, found Rosentrader, lays it up and in from the heart of the lane. Logan Rosentrader's first bucket, and the lead is five for the Cavies. Carlinville looks like they're in man-to-man defense to start the third quarter here. Lois on the right wing. In the corner it goes to Caden Hyen. Hyen on the right elbow, cut off, lost his dribble, leaves it now for Bailey. One dribble pull-up, yes, for Justin Bailey. 5 points for Bailey, his first bucket since the opening quarter. Here comes Frazier, 23-20, Carlinville leading with the ball. Dangerous pass stolen by Bailey. He read it like a book. Justin goes up and down for the easy deuce.
This is one thing we talked about, Carlinville. They had good possessions time in and time out. You can't give the ball away.
You know the Southwestern defense is going to be very intense here in the second half. Long pass ahead to Walton. He will kick to Heinzman beyond the three-point line. Back to Frazier now. Joe Frazier at the foul line, cut off. Little hesitation, bounce, gets past his man Call and draws the foul. Good take that time from Joe Frazier. The foul on E.J. Call. Team's first of the half, and I believe that's Call's first of the game. It is. Frazier puts the ball behind his back, bounces once, and the free throw is good. I've never understood the point of that, but okay.
It worked.
Hey, he made it. That's all that matters. Rosentrader out, Finn Bowman back in. Finn Bowman gave Carlinville very good minutes in the first half. Free throw for Frazier, good. Hey, as long as it goes in. 25-22, Cavies lead. Southwestern has the ball, 5:25 for the third quarter. Here's Call. Left side of the key, it goes to Hyatt. Little head fake beyond the three-point line, kicks it now to Call. E.J. Call tried to feed the post, and he's going to be called for the double dribble. Fifth Southwestern turnover.
And those kind of turnovers are unforced errors. You know, you'd like to credit the defense, but that time, just a simple mistake on the ball handler's part.
Here comes Frazier for Carlinville, goes behind the back, crosses the timeline. Now puts it between his legs a couple different times, gets inside the paint, now he's cut off. Kicks out to Bowman. Finn Bowman, left wing, back to Frazier, right side of the key. 3 minutes gone by, second half. Here's Easterday on the left wing. Jarrett finds Heinzman, right side of the key. Off to Frazier. Joe Frazier now high above his head and surveying. He will get it off to Finn Bowman. Down in the right block to Heinzman. Off the window, it's good for Josh Heinzman. More good offense for the Cavies.
Outstanding patience as they just kept moving with the ball, moving without the ball. Finally found the open man.
The lead is 5 for the Cavies. 4:25 for the third quarter. On the attack, Hyatt. Though his pass is stolen away. He probably should have just shot that himself. A little too unselfish that time. 4:15, third quarter. Here's Bowman on the left wing. On the curl, Walton makes the catch. He traveled. He did not catch it cleanly. As a result, he shuffled his feet.
He was heading to the basket before he caught the ball.
Turnover number 8 on the Cavies. Hyatt will get a breather, and the freshman Addis Moore back into the ball game.
I used to do that once in a while, but I was so slow I never traveled.
We approach the midway point of the third quarter, a 5-point lead for Carlinville. Here's Call. Left side of the key, Robinson, deep three, got it. Southwestern needed that big shot. E.J. Call, his first bucket of the night, gets the Carlinville lead down to 2. Here come the Cavies. Heinzman off to Frazier between the circles. Joe Frazier fouled by Bailey. That's his third. And Southwestern probably could have done without that one.
Too far away from the basket to make that kind of mistake.
So Hyatt right back in. He will have to replace Bailey. 3 minutes, 46 seconds for the third quarter. They're going to lob it down to Walton. Deflected away and stolen by Lois. That was a bad decision there. Here comes E.J. Call racing into the front court. Finds Moore. Lois. Foul line, Jay for the tie. Yes. Ben Lois with 4. The game is tied at 27. 3.5 minutes, third quarter. Here come the Cavies across the midcourt stripe. Will Walton on the right wing. Top of the key to Finn Bowman. On the curl, Frazier kicks in the corner. Heinzman for 3. No, halfway down. Rebound. Easterday had it, lost it. Bowman had it, lost it. Easterday picks it up, but it's on the baseline. It'll be Southwestern ball. Riley Roper checking in, replacing Heinzman. And I thought, Gary, Bowman and Roper both gave the Cavies big minutes off the bench in that first half, and they're both on the floor right now for Allen Cooper and Carlinville. 3 minutes, third quarter, tied at 27. Man-to-man defense for the Cavies. Left side of the key to Caleb Robinson. Hyatt runs the baseline, has it in the left corner. Nice pass to Robinson, kicks the call. Right back to Hyatt, top of the key. Guarded by Walton. Hyatt lost his footing, finds Lois on the baseline. Rattled out. Ball is back tapped, picked up by Hyatt. Part of the lane, lays it up, and draws the foul. 2 free throws for Caden Hyatt. Comes at the 2:44 mark of the third quarter. They will get Finn Bowman. That's his third. Two free throws for Hyatt. Toss good. That is Southwestern's first lead in a while since the end of the first quarter. Second toss. Good. Hyatt got them both. A four-point night for Hyatt so far. A two-point lead for Southwestern. Alan Cooper wants a timeout. 2 minutes, 44 seconds for quarter number three. It is Southwestern 29, Carthenville 22. This is the 100th Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI. Tim Mize, Gary Boker back here at the 100th Macoupin County Tournament at North Mac on the South Campus in Girardin. The folks here at North Mac, Athletic Director Chris Rayner, everyone involved has done a fantastic job hosting the 100th installment of the county tournament. Hats off to them. They are to be commended. 29-27, Southwestern leading. Carthenville has the basketball. Winner plays for the title tomorrow night. Staunton and North Mac coming up next. The winner of that game will get the winner of this game. Southwestern and Gillespie girls already set, 6:30 tomorrow night. Easterday off the baseline, yes, for Jared Easterday, his first bucket, and we are tied at 29. Girls title tomorrow night live at 6:30, followed with live coverage of the boys' championship right here on WSMI FM 106. On the baseline to Lois. Southwestern trying to put both boys and girls teams into the ship. Here is Call. On the left wing it goes to Moore. Back to E.J. Call. 2 minutes, third quarter. Addis Moore relieved for Bailey, who's back on the floor. Moore now on the left wing. Bounce pass to Bailey. Bounce pass to Lois. He found Hyatt, who was falling down but still managed to get the basketball and maintain his balance. He'll pull it back between the circles and reset. 105 seconds for the third quarter. Call out near midcourt, leads for Addis Moore. In the corner it goes to Bailey. Feeds the post to Lois. Been cut off there, had it knocked away by Easterday, out of bounds. It'll stay with the Piasaw Birds. 97 seconds for the third quarter. E.J. Call will throw in. Right corner it goes to Hyatt. Thought about the quick trigger three, instead off to Moore. Top of the key to Bailey. Into the hands of Addis Moore. He'll drive baseline. Bad pass and turned over. Moore should have shot it himself, looking for Hyatt on the curl. 80 seconds, third quarter. A tie game, 29 up, Carthenville and Southwestern. Here's Walton. Off to Roper. Briley Roper way out on the right wing, almost had it stolen by Bailey. Here's Bowman on the curl. Spins middle. Free throws coming. That was almost an and one. Third team foul the half on Southwestern. They will get Addis Moore with his second personal. Bowman tonight, 5 points. He's 1 of 2 at the foul line. Toss, no good. Caleb Robinson checking in for Southwestern. Addis Moore will head out. 67 seconds for quarter number three. Bowman to give Carthenville the lead. Got it. Rattled it home. 6 points for Bowman. A one-point lead for Carthenville, 30-29. Cavies led by three at recess. Way out on the left wing, Caden Hyatt. Gets to the foul line. In the corner it goes to Bailey. I think he traveled, yes. He caught it just in front of the three-point line. He wanted to step back for the three, and he traveled. Carthenville ball. Up a point, facing full court pressure. Here's Frazier. Middle of the floor in the front court to Easterday. On the bounce, leaves for Roper. Back to Walton. Here's Jarrett. Swings it to Frazier. Joe Frazier directing traffic. Works left side now. He will hand to Bowman. Goes baseline back to Frazier now. Joe Frazier thought about the step back three. Instead finds Bowman left block. Missed it. Good shot for Carthenville. Just couldn't convert. Rebound down to Bailey for Piasaw. Here comes Justin. To the rim. And he is fouled on the floor. Good, strong take that time from Justin Bailey. That was a pro-style move. He absorbed the contact, cupped the ball, and took a couple of steps towards the rim. Rosen Trader to the table. He will check in for Carthenville. Will Walton will get a breather. 22.3 seconds for the third quarter. A one-point lead for Carthenville. Southwestern has it on their baseline. Call. In the corner to Bailey, 4-3 in the lead, left it short. Rebound down to Jared Easterday. Cavies can hold for the final shot. Jarrett leaves it for Joe Frazier. Frazier comes into the front court. Picked up the bounce. He will leave for Roper with five. Bradley hit a three at the end of the first quarter. Frazier with three. Well, they get the shot off. Joe, oh, is it ripped away by Bailey? Baseball pass length of the floor. No. What a job by Justin Bailey at the end of the quarter. After three, it is Carthenville 30, Southwestern 29. We'll come back with the money quarter of this boys' semifinal at the 100th Macoupin County Tournament following these messages. Well, here we go. Money quarter. Carthenville has the lead and the basketball to start. We were tied at 11 after one. Cavies led by three at halftime, and they hold a one-point lead as we start the fourth. Here's Easterday. Off to Roper in the right corner. Frazier, right side of the key. Easterday, left corner three, missed it all. Rebound, though, to Roper. He will kick to Frazier. Joe Frazier down to Jarrett. Easterday goes up, counted in the foul for Easterday. Four for Jarrett, and he's got a chance for the old-fashioned three. Fourth team foul on Southwestern. The personal on Lois is his third. Free throw is good. Easterday gets the old-fashioned three, and it's 33-29 Cavie. 7.5 to play. They are playing with confidence now. All the pressure squarely on the shoulders of Southwestern. On the right block to Hyatt. Draws a crowd, kicks to Lois. Ben Lois fouled by Rosentrader. As Lois was driving the baseline. 7:21 to play. Coming up next, Staunton and North Mac. Baseline trigger call. Gets it into Hyen on the left block. Easterday goes straight up, but Hyen goes over the top and gets the bucket. Six for Caden Hyen. Lead down to two for Carthenville. 7:10 ball game. Here comes Easterday. Had it stripped, but it's off of the Piasaw Birds. It'll stay with the Cavies. In the front court on the baseline, Easterday will throw it in. Finds Frazier. Left corner for three. Missed it short. Rebound, though, picked out by Roper out near midcourt. Frazier in the corner to Bowman. Finn drives, rejected by Bailey. Offensive foul on Finn Bowman. Ben Lois took the charge to the surprise of no one in green and gold. Fourth personal on Bowman, and Alan Cooper wants a timeout. 6:57 for the ball game. It is Carthenville 33, Southwestern 31. This is the 100th Macoupin County Tournament on WSMI. I got deked. There was no timeout as Lois missed the 15-footer. The ball hit the rim about six times before it kicked off. Rebound picked up by Bowman. He races the other way and draws the foul. 6:38 for the ball game. Well, we took a timeout. Game might not have, but we did. Here's Finn Bowman at the foul line. That foul went on Bailey. It's his fourth. Free throw is no good for Finn Bowman. Carthenville through three quarters, 8 of 14 at the foul line. One out of two here in the money quarter. Long way to go in this one. Second toss for Bowman. Missed them both. Now Walton comes over the back. Second foul on him. Fourth team foul on Carthenville. Josh Heinzman will check in, replacing Finn Bowman. On the floor for Southwestern, Hyen, Call, Addis Moore, the freshman, Ben Lois, and Caleb Robinson. Carthenville countering with Roper, Heinzman, Walton, Frazier, and Easterday. Here's Robinson. Spins back right. Pulls up for three in the lead. No. Rebound down to Easterday. 6:15 for the ball game. A two-point lead for Carthenville. Gillespie beat Bunker Hill in game one tonight by the final of 54-43. Now put the Miners into the fifth-place game and eliminated Bunker Hill. Here's Easterday. He's going to be tied up. The arrow gives it to Southwestern. Jarrett got himself caught in a tough spot there and could not get out of it. That will go down as the 11th Carthenville turnover. Sideline trigger in the backcourt into the hands of E.J. Call. The 5'9 junior comes into the front court on the left wing to Caden Hyatt. 5:45 for the ball game. Top of the key to Robinson on the left wing. On the baseline now to Ben Lois. Robinson has it on the left wing. Caleb, dribble drive, kicks out. Call, passed on the three. finds Lois. Didn't catch it cleanly. He will leave for Hyen. Caden thought about the deep three. Instead, just a little ball fake off to Robinson, right back to Caden. He stands out on the big Black Panther logo at midcourt here at North Mac. Off to Robinson on the right wing. 5:15 for the game. Moore for three in the lead. No, left it short, and the rebound will be picked up by Will Walton. Good block out on the play by Jared Easterday. 5 minutes to play. Ball game. 33-31. Carthenville leading. Here comes Roper in the corner to Walton. And Heisman traveled. Just a little bit too quick there. He didn't get the ball on the floor quick enough. 12th turnover on the Cavies. Bailey back on the floor with four fouls. And this time we actually are going to have a timeout on the floor taken by Southwestern head coach Jason Darr. 4:59 for the county semifinal. Carthenville 33, Southwestern 31. We'll come back to North Mac High following these messages on WSMI. Following the Southwestern timeout, Pius Allbirds have the ball down two, and E.J. Call airmails it into the second row for the Birds' ninth turnover. We talked about it a little bit earlier, but the later this game goes, the more pressure gets heaped on the Southwestern Pius Allbirds. Carthenville should be loosey-goosey. Here's Frazier up the far sideline, goes behind the back to shed the defender Call. E.J. Call lost his balance, almost went headlong in the corner. Here's Roper. Oh, backdoor to Walton, a little bit behind him and turned over. Good idea, just not quite executed properly. 4.5 minutes for the ball game. Staunton and North Mac coming up next in our second semifinal at the 100th Macoupin County Tournament. Then we've got Nokomis and Taylorville at the Litchfield Invitational in a championship semifinal. That broadcast at 9:30. Then Litchfield and Pena for ninth place at the Litchfield Invitational. That's at 10:30 tonight. Bailey for three. No. Rebound tapped around, picked up by Easterday, and down to Carthenville halfway through the money quarter. 33-31. Not a lot of points here in the second half. On the attack. Frazier in the corner. Finds Heinzman on the curl, rejected by Lois. Brought out by Hyatt. Caden on the right wing to Call. Off to Lois. Robinson for three in the lead. Missed it too strong. Rebound down to Will Walton. Southwestern made three triples in the first half. They've only made one since. On the curl, Heisman. He is fouled by Bailey, and that is his fifth. Justin has fouled out, and Gary Boker, two of those fouls, not necessarily cheap, but not smart.
Yes, indeed. There's no reason to be taking that kind of chance with four fouls, not even with three.
And for a kid who started didn't start as a freshman, played big minutes as a freshman, that's a big mistake here in the county semifinal. And with this senior-laden club for Southwestern, they might be trying too hard. Frazier gets it off to Easterday. 3:25 for the game. Bailey has fouled out. Here comes Roper, cut off by Call. On the right wing to Joe Frazier. Frazier into the triple threat position. Almost had it picked by Robinson. Gets it out to Easterday. Then Robinson got his hand on that pass. Down to the baseline to Walton. Cavies swing it left wing to Joe Frazier. 3 minutes to play. Carthenville leading by two. Here's Heinzman. On the right wing to Roper. Riley Roper gets to the left block, kicks out to Frazier. Cavi showing the patience. 2:50 to play in the ball game. Almost threw it away. Riley Roper able to track it down. Here's Frazier out near midcourt. Joe gets all the way to the rim, blocked and fouled by Caden Hyen. 2:41 to play in free throws for Joe Frazier. Frazier on the night is 3 of 4 from the foul line. He'll get two. Huge tosses now. Cavies up by two. Still up by two. That free throw short. This to make it a 3-point lead with 2:41 to play in the county semifinal. Frazier puts it behind his back once. Off the floor once. Free throw good. 4 points for Frazier. More importantly, a 3-point lead for Carthenville. 2:35 for the semifinal. Staunton and North Mac coming up. On the left wing to Addis Moore. Here's Call now on the left wing. E.J. Call gets it off to Moore. Jason Darr imploring his kids to move with some intensity and fire here. Here's Robinson. Gets to the rim. Lay up. Too strong. Missed it. Rebound down to Easterday and Carthenville. The Birds in a heap of trouble now. 2-10 for the ball game. Still a long way to go, but Carthenville in a very good spot. Up three with the ball. Boy, a bucket here goes a long way. A must stop, it feels like, for the Birds. Inside of 2 minutes for the game. Walton, oh my goodness, got away with the travel call. Jarred it loose. That's what the official said. He didn't have possession. And now offensive on Carthenville, a moving screen on Jared Easterday. That was more like a football pick play. That's a penalty there, too. A minute 52 for the ball game. 34-31, Cavies lead. Southwestern has the ball. Frazier deflects it out into the Southwestern bench. The defending champion and top seed in trouble here in the semifinal. Down by three to Carthenville. And it goes to E.J. Call. Carthenville in a 2-3 zone now. Stolen by Roper. Riley Roper goes down the floor, and he is fouled by E.J. Call. On the floor, it'll be one in bonus for Riley Roper. He read that and timed it perfectly. 97 seconds to play. 34-31 Carthenville. Big free throws now. Riley Roper, the 6'1 sophomore, got the toss. It hit the heel, hit the right side, hit the left side, and dropped down. Maybe that's a good sign for Carthenville. Second toss for Roper. Off the heel, too strong. Rebound down to Hyen, and Jason Darr wants a timeout. 95 seconds to play. Carthenville 35, Southwestern 31. We'll come back to the 100th Macoupin County Tournament following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize, Gary Boker back here at the 100th Macoupin County Tournament boys semifinal night. And with a minute 35 to play, number four Carthenville leading top seed Southwestern 35-31. And Gary, no matter what happens here tonight, Carthenville can leave this gym with their heads held high.
Well, I think a couple of things. One, they have played an outstanding ball game. And two, the Paisaw Birds, basically known as a good shooting team, have been anything but that tonight.
They've had a couple games like that this year. It might cost them dearly tonight in the county. Hyen, three, got to have it, didn't get it. Rebound, though, tapped around, and it's going to be out of bounds off of Carthenville. Great hustle by Roper as he made the Southwestern coaching staff scatter.
Have the Paisaw Birds even made a three at this end?
One. Okay. In the third quarter. Call inbounded it right back to him. He almost wasn't ready for it. Here's Robinson, right corner, three, got it. Huge shot, Caleb Robinson. He has 14, his first points of the half. The lead is down to one. Clock running, 68 seconds to play. Well, for the Cavaliers here, you must take care of the basketball. They have turned it over 13 times. Here's Easterday. To the elbow, lost it, picked back up though by Heinzman, and then he is fouled by Addis Moore. Oh, Carthenville got oh so lucky right there as the Birds had the ball for a brief moment in time. 55 seconds for the game.
There's a situation, I think, where Addis Moore, such a young kid, he wasn't aware of what was going on, and he got flustered when he got his hands on the ball.
The 6'2 freshman, and then called for the foul, his third. Free throw is no good. Rebound down to Lois. A one-point Carthenville lead. The Paisaw Birds have the basketball. Clock running, 45 seconds for the game. Here's Moore on the right wing. Back to Call. Will Southwestern call a timeout, or will Jason Dard let his senior-laden club go? Here's the freshman Moore. Across the floor to Robinson. Bailey is fouled out. Here's Hyen in the left corner. 28 seconds for the game. Robinson for three. Missed it. Rebound to Walton, and he is fouled with 24.2 seconds left. It'll be double bonus. And even if he makes them both, Southwestern will have a chance. What an entertaining game this has been. It's why you play them. You just never know. Southwestern came in 13-5, Carthenville 7-12. When they played the first time back in early December, it was a five-point game at the half. Free throw is off the heel and down for Will Walton. Big shot. He has seven. Southwestern ended up winning that game by 19, but it was a lot closer than that, as Carthenville has shown that here tonight. The second free throw short. Rebound down to Southwestern. Down by two. 20 seconds to play. A two for the tie, a three for the win, and a berth in the championship. Here comes call. And Jason Darr wants a timeout. 13.9 seconds to play. Holy smokes. Carbonville 36, Southwestern 34. The Piasaw Birds have the basketball when we come back to the 100th Macoupin County Tournament following these messages. What a great ball game here in the county semifinal, the 100th Macoupin County Tournament. Carbonville 36, Southwestern 34, Staunton North Mac coming up next, then Nokomis and Taylorville, then Litchfield and Pena. What a great night of basketball here on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM 106. Welcome everyone online at WSMIRadio.com. Here we go. A two for the tie, a three for the lead if you're Southwestern, into Lois. Into the hands of Call. Clock running with 10. Robinson on the left wing. Into the hands of Hyen with 5. Attacks the rim. He is fouled on the floor. It'll be one and bonus with 4.7 seconds to play. And that'll be the third personal on Will Walton. Pressure free throws for the 6'3 senior, Caden Hyen. Got to make the first to get the second. Toss. Good. Here's the big one. Carlinville will still have a chance with 4.7. If you're Cavies, you must block out here. Second free throw. Good. Hyen got them both here, tied at 36. Into Frazier. Allen Cooper gets a timeout. The gym was so long, the ref couldn't hear him. Cooper says, ref, you got to be next to me knowing I want a timeout in that spot. 4 seconds for the ball game. They might put time back on the clock here. Yep, they're going to do it. And Gary, I think that is a good call there because in that spot, if you're the official, you know Allen Cooper is going to call a timeout if they make that free throw.
Well, you may not know it, but you have to anticipate it. You have to have one of your officials ready to listen to him very quickly, and I think they're end up going to go back to the 4.7, which is the correct call.
Yeah, that's a good piece of officiating right there. Tied at 36 here in the county semifinal. A lot of energy in this gymnasium right now. Staunton and North Mac coming up next here on WSMI FM 106. You can see the Panthers waiting in the wings on one end of the floor. The Bulldogs on the other end of the floor. And that game has all the makings of a classic. This one has turned into a classic between Carlinville and Southwestern. Will we have overtime, or will the Cavies get it done at the end of regulation in dramatic fashion?
If I'm Carlinville, I'm grabbing that ball on a long pass and going straight to the basket. Either I get a layup or I get free throws.
Easter Day to throw in. Jarrett running the baseline, gets it into Frazier, and they were getting close to the 5-second count. Coop gets a timeout. 4.4 for the ball game, tied at 36. We're back to the county semifinal following these messages. All right, here we go. 4.4 seconds, sideline trigger for Carlinville. Easterday will get it in to Heisman at midcourt. Ahead to Roper. 2 seconds for the win. Missed it off the heel. He had a great look. It would not go. And we are headed to overtime. After four quarters, Southwestern 36, Carlinville 36. We'll come back with overtime following these messages. Well, here we go. Overtime in the first semifinal. Carlinville just 3 of 8 from the foul line in that money quarter. Briley Roper had a great look, and from my angle right down the line, it was online the whole way, just a little strong. Rosentrader wins the overtime tap, and the Cavies will get it to start. An extra 4 minutes of basketball here at the 100th Macoupin County Tournament. Southwestern should feel fortunate to be in overtime. Easterday had trouble with the catch, and then as he was picking up the ball, Robinson went for the dive and took out his legs. That'll be a foul. Double bonus for Carlinville and Jared Easterday. First foul on Robinson. 2 free throws for Jarrett, the 6'4 junior. Toss, good. 6 points for Easterday. Puts Carlinville in front, 37-36. Second toss, good. Got them both. 3:45 for overtime, 38-36. Carlinville leads. Piasaw Birds with the ball. Staunton and North Mac coming up next. stolen by Rosentrader. That was a bad pass. Logan, having trouble with the handle, almost threw it away, got it off to Heinzman. On the right wing with Joe Frazier. On the curl, Easterday. Jarrett goes up strong, and he has fouled. More free throws for Easterday. The foul on E.J. Call. Two more free throws for Jarrett. He just sank two. He's 3 of 3 at the line tonight. All 7 of his points in the second half and overtime. That free throw rattled out. He'll get the second toss. He will try to put the Cavies up 3. Toss, good. 39-36, Carthenville leads. 3:23 for overtime. Jason Darr once called to push it up the floor. EJ into the front court. Left wing to Hyen. Top of the key to Robinson. On the right wing now to Lois. Here's Addis Moore. Swings it to Robinson in the left corner. He drives middle. Kicks off to Hyen. He'll pull up from 18. Yes, pure for Caden Hyen. He has 10. And the lead is 1 for Carthenville. 2:55 for overtime. Here comes Frazier. Man-to-man defense for Southwestern. Off to Bowman. Fins playing with 4. Oh, he crosses over on Hyen all the way to the rim, and he missed the layup. Switch to the right hand at the last moment, and it's off the mark. Rebound down to Southwestern. 2.5 minutes to play in overtime. 39-38 Carthenville. Cavies have not trailed since the first quarter. Robinson on the curl. The layup is good, and Southwestern has their first lead since the first quarter. 16 for Caleb Robinson, 40-39. Frazier on the left wing to Bowman. Finn Bowman bounced it once, went nowhere. He's in trouble now. Leaves for Easterday in the left corner. Jarrett, long pass out between the circles to Frazier. Off to Heinzman on the right wing. Bowman on the curl, leaves for Rosentrader. Logan, little ball fake, cut off nicely by Lois. Here's Bowman in the right corner. Off to Heinzman. They swing it left side to Frazier. Joe Frazier drives baseline. Cut off by Hein. Kicks it out to Heinzman. Right back to Frazier on the baseline. Good defense from Caden Hein. And this time he got him with the hip. And that'll be a foul. He was in good position, but he just kind of stuck his hip right into him unnecessarily. That'll be his third personal foul. And it'll send Joe Frazier to the line for 2 tosses. 106 seconds to play in overtime. We are tied at 40. Frazier with 5. All 5 of his points have come at the free throw line. He's 5 of 7. This to put the Cavies up. Toss is short and the rebound too high. We are tied at 40. Clock running 100 seconds to play in this Macoupin County semifinal. The 100th installment. Robinson on the right wing. To the foul line, turns the corner, floats it up, and got the roll. Caleb Robinson has 18, and the Birds up by 2, 42-40, with a minute 20 to play. Here's Bowman on the right wing. Finn Bowman on the bounce, finds Walton. Kicks to Heinzman for 3 in the lead, left it short, and the rebound to Southwestern and E.J. Call. He races through 2 blue shirts. In the front court to Addis Moore. Layup is good for the freshman on the finger roll. A 4-point lead for the Birds into the final minute of overtime. Here's Will Walton in the left corner to Josh Heinzman. Up top to Bowman. Finn Bowman lost the handle. Ball's picked up and stolen by Cole. Goes up and down for the deuce. 5 for Call, a 6-point lead for the Birds. Clock running 35 seconds, and Alan Cooper needs a timeout. 46-40, Southwestern leads 38.2 seconds for overtime. We'll take a break. We'll come back to the 100th Macoupin County Tournament following these messages on WSMI. Out of the timeout, Carlinville gets it down to Walton. He can't put it home, got too far under the rim, and now Frazier will give the foul on Caden Hyen. Oh, Carthenville was oh so close here tonight to springing the upset. Had a lead the entire second half. Southwestern tied it late in regulation. Carlinville had a wide-open look at the game-winning three at the buzzer, just a little strong. And here in overtime, the Piasaw Birds have seized control as Hyen puts home the free throw. He has 11 points, 7 of them coming in the money quarter, and here in overtime. They play this whole overtime without Justin Bailey, who fouled out late in regulation. Free throw, good. He better give his teammates a big hug after this one's over. Here comes Walton. He'll pull up for a three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound down to Lois, and the Piasaw Birds are going to survive in advance here tonight in the county semifinal in overtime. The foul is, nope, clock is still running, 8 seconds, and Carlinville is going to let him go. The Piasaw Bird fans will rise as one as the top seed and defending champions survive a big-time scare from Carlinville. 48-40 in overtime. The Piasaw Birds will play for the championship tomorrow night. We'll take a break. We'll come back to the 100th Macoupin County Tournament following these messages.